So considering that Pacifica has, you know, our own issues with our finances, that and we're also a fairly large institution. I mean, some of the other audit firms that we looked at were working with Golda, working with institutions that were a little bit smaller. So capacity was an important issue. Price was a good issue. They're the cheapest of the firms that we looked at, and they also were willing to kind of reduce their price for the first year, knowing that they were going to have to be gathering information about our foundation, and that they wanted to keep us, as a client, so that they would not charge for sort of certain information gathering that they would have to do in the first year. So I think that was about it, that they had a wide range of nonprofit experience, that they had the capacity to deal with our network of five stations, and they seemed to be able to do the job. The other firms, a little bit smaller, maybe not as much experience and a little bit more pricey. So that's why we chose Armino McKenna. Thank you, Laura.
Ken, point of information. What was the vote on the audit committee?
I think it was unanimous.
I might have to check the record.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, one person voted for Regalia as number one, and everyone else said they preferred McKenna Horn as number two.
Carolyn, please.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
And then Nia, please, Summer.
Okay. All right, Carolyn, and then Nia.
I'm on the committee. I had to abstain, but I would like to have the numbers, please, how many unanimous, but how many voted.
Campbell for a stack.
Thank you, Campbell.
Revelin for the stack.
All right, so Carolyn's got an information request for the vote numbers, and then we have Nia, Campbell, and Revelin. Go ahead, Nia.
Yes. Laura? How much will they be charging for the audit?
Folks, that's proprietary information. We can't have that in an open session call. If y'all want to go into closed session, we can discuss that. I don't think that would be appropriate on an open session. And also, I just, as a point of information, wanted to know if any information regarding the firm had been sent to the board. I didn't recall seeing any, but I'm sorry, Nia. I don't think they would be comfortable with revealing their price on an open call, frankly, and...
Okay, Summer. Okay, My next question for Laura is: Are they requiring us to prepare the financial statements, or are they going to do it?
I'm sorry. What were you asking me?
Yes. Are we going to be preparing the national office will be preparing the financial statements, or is the firm going to do it?
I'm sorry. What do you mean by that, Nia?
What do I mean by preparing the balance sheet, the income statement, and the cash flow statement?
That would be a conflict of interest if the audit firm were to prepare those documents. They're supposed to audit our financials, not prepare them.
Well, I won't comment in open session. That's exactly why I asked the question. Are we going to be prepared to do this?
I think rather than, Laura can answer however she wishes to on this question, but the national office is... The answer is yes, we are preparing to be prepared for the audit because from my own experience in audits, it wouldn't be appropriate for the firm to prepare those documents. They have to audit what we prepare. So,
okay, that's fine.
Yes, ma'am. Laura, if you want to answer further on that.
Yeah, no, I don't have anything really to add.
Okay, thank you. Campbell and then Revelin. Campbell?
Yes. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Very simply, without going into anything that would go into executive session, I would say that, it's a standard procedure that the client prepares the statements and then the firm thereupon audits them and whatnot. I have some acquaintance with their operation, and it's attractive that, and I don't think this would be a unique situation, but it was stated by Laura, in fact, and I just would want to emphasize that they will, additional time will be required in the first year, and they don't charge extra fees for that.
Thank you, Campbell.
That I thought was great.
Evelyn?
Okay, my question was sort of similar along the lines. I just wondered if you all ask any of the firms if they would do this or any part of it pro bono, particularly the larger ones that usually, you know, will do some pro bono work. Hello?
Laura, did you want to answer some part of that? I mean, I'm happy to answer something, but I'm not on the audit committee right now.
I'm sorry, what was she asking exactly?
Asking if they had been asked if they would do it pro bono or if any other firms had been approached regarding that.
No, we didn't approach anybody on a pro bono basis.
And Revelin?
Yes?
In my own experience with audits, I don't think there's an audit firm out there that would do our audit pro bono because of the audit and the complications involved in it. Most firms that are willing to do pro bono work would be doing it for very small nonprofits, frequently local ones that have extraordinarily small budgets, but budgets that are sufficiently large enough to require certified audit. And I think that although we're small in the overall scheme of, you know, the corporate world, we're a very small company, but in the nonprofit world, you know, we still are rather large in terms of what one would expect people to give in terms of professional services. So I think that we would find it significantly difficult to find a firm that would be willing to take on our audit on a pro bono basis, you know.
Okay, I did say it or any part of it. I'm just wondering because we are so strapped, you know, if you don't ask. So that
point
just
of information, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Revelin.
Uh-huh.
Campbell?
Yeah. Audits are things where they're professionally liable, potentially liable for, and you don't, you know, so it's a non sequitur to look for that from an audit firm, and I certainly reaffirm what the chair just said, or rather, IED just said, that these firms don't do that.
Point of information, yes, there are audit firms that do it, and they are very reliable, and so let's not argue it, but you may not know any that have, but there are some that do, so let's just drop it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Sure.
And I think, of course, we face particular challenges as an organization in terms of our, you know, need for professional services, of course. I'm sorry.
Milton Stack.
Bill, go ahead.
Hi, Carolyn.
Bill, and
information.
Okay. Carolyn, did you have a point of information?
Yes, I just wanted an answer to my question from Lydia, if she has the vote.
Yes,
vote.
I do. I just spoke to Fred to confirm what I believe was the vote, and he said there were five who voted number one for McKenna, Armonio McKenna, and one for Regalia, and two abstentions. And then parenthetically, Laura had advocated for it, but she wasn't there for the vote. So there were eight altogether.
Thank you.
Thank you. And if members feel that they need the information on what we would be charged by this firm or anything else, we may need to finish making the decision regarding the retention of the firm in an executive session, and that wouldn't be out of order if that was the will of the body. Bill?
Ken after Bill.
Okay.
I just want to say thanks to the people on the audit committee. I took a lot of work, I know, to I know they contacted quite a few firms, and then they reviewed all the proposals that came back and narrowed it down to three, and they had several meetings over the last month to go through all this. So thank you all for your work on this.
Thank you. I fully concur. Thank you for getting back to with an audit firm, you know, and going through so many to get there. Ken?
Yes, and I would extend that accolade to the chair of the committee, Fred Blair. It was the first time he was chairing a committee, a PMB committee, and I would make a motion that we accept the findings of the audit committee and retain that firm.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Yes, there is.
All right, who is that?
This is Tracy.
Oh, thank you, Tracy. All right, folks.
This is Nia. I just want to tell people, if anyone wants to know what the fee is, it's on page 13 of the document. And I am satisfied. So if anybody wants to look before he or she decides to vote, it's there. Thank you.
Oh. And then when was the document sent out?
It was sent out, Fred Lear sent it on, just a minute. He sent it on Wednesday, November 7th at 7:04 p.m.
Okay.
And it's on page 13.
I appreciate that, Nia, because it would be helpful for many people to take a look at that, you know, perhaps that item to help me to make a decision, but want it going out on the stream like that. Okay, great. Thank you.
Summer, this is Heather.
Yes, go ahead, Heather.
Can I just make just a quick comment? People are complimenting people. I also want to compliment Laura on her detailed report about this audit firm. I really appreciated that. I thought it was very informative. So thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Laura. Okay. Are there any objections or any further questions regarding this audit firm before we vote?
Call the question.
I just have to say, we want to make sure that we are prepared.
I understand that fully. This is, well, as we all know, I mean, I can't say what I think in the open session, so never mind. Fully prepared is obviously very important in this particular situation. And makes all the difference in what we are charged. So, there are no objections to retaining this firm? Okay, very good. And the board has voted to select Armamino McKenna. Thank you. All right. Next on the agenda, we only have 9 more minutes in open session based on what the coordinating committee had approved. Lydia's motion, I believe, regarding bonding. Is that correct? Can somebody read the wording of the motion? I don't see it.
Yes. Whereas the absence of a permanent executive director and chief financial officer is existent in the first case and imminent in the second, and whereas Pacifica finds itself in a precarious fiscal position, and whereas the Pacifica Financial Policies Procedures Manual sets a standard for required signatories on our bank accounts, and whereas concrete measures taken by the Pacifica National Board to ensure good financial practices would serve to improve the level of confidence in Pacifica, be it resolved that the interim executive director shall immediately contact Emmanuel and arrange for the 2 persons designated by the PMB as signers on Pacifica Foundation accounts to be I'll issue a written report to the PMB, including a coverage and cost comparison, within 5 days of the passage of this motion, and copies of the bond application and the bond itself shall be sent to the board within 10 days of the passage of the motion.
This is Tracy with a point of order.
Yes, Tracy.
Maybe I missed it in the agenda setting, but since this is a brand new motion that was presented today, why is it coming up right now?
Oh, she, during agenda approval, she moved to have it put at this point in the agenda. There was no objection.
Oh, I must have missed that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, I missed part of what the motion was there at the end. You're saying you want the bond application to be sent to the board. Is that correct?
Just so that we have a record of everything, like when we get an insurance policy and blah, blah, whatever is appropriate.
Ken to the stack.
I don't bond myself, so the wording was as I remembered it, but there you go.
Okay.
Ken to the stack.
Hold on, before I take a stack, is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Campbell. Okay, I got Campbell first. All right, go ahead, Ken.
I can't tell the intent of this, or and it's very complicated, or I'm not understanding it. It's very legalistic. So I moved to, and it was just introduced today. It was just distributed. So I moved to postpone this to the next meeting.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
I'll second. Who is that?
Heather seconds, too.
Thank you, Heather. right. So there's now a motion to postpone on the floor. Discussion, or do we want to just vote on this?
Well, this is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Yes, I didn't get to motivate it, but anyway, the reason is multifold. Number one, it creates support for the foundation to our listener membership, that we are taking all of the necessary steps to ensure their donations, because to bond someone, that means that we get insured for that person's actions and while they're in our employ and in that capacity. And so so it just gives that added confidence. It should give added confidence to the board as well. And I think it would be extremely prudent, and I think it would be negligent on our part not to avail ourselves. This is a very common practice in business. And because of the urgency of the situation, the fact that these positions and the need for this is right now, that I think we would be ill served if we postpone.
Thank you, Lydia. Tracy,
Alex, Revelin,
Laura.
In terms of what Lydia just motivated, and I support postponing, honestly, that said, the people who directly handle the majority of our funds are, in fact, the business managers at our stations. The ED and CFO handle only a small percentage of the funds that comes into the national office. So if, in fact, the intent of the motion is to ensure listener donations, then at a minimum, the motion should be to bond all of the business managers, database managers, and people that actually handle listener funds to a significant extent. And perhaps we should do that, and perhaps we shouldn't. I'm not prepared to opinionate on that right now. I expect it would be kind of expensive, and that's part of the reason I'm supporting a postponement, because I need to think about it a bit in order to be able to support it. But I see absolutely no reason why the concern being expressed would be met by the motion unless it's extended to all of the individuals who do the direct handling of funds, bank deposits, transfers, etc. It seems to me to be somewhat misplaced in its direction at best.
Alex?
Yes, I also support postponing consideration of this motion. I'd like to keep an open mind about it, although I'm very skeptical from what I've heard. It sounds like it would introduce more good luck into the organization than anything else, and I'm not sure what it would do to safeguard the foundation. But certainly, it's too complicated to vote on it right now. Let's postpone and think about it.
Bill from Stack.
Okay, Campbell is next, and then Evelyn, and then Bill. Noise on the line, folks. If you're the person in the noisy environment, please mute your phone. Campbell, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Todd?
This is one of those things that comes up that we really don't want to leave an open time period when someone isn't covered. I think that this is not the kind of thing that you just pass on and we'll figure it out later on and then procrastinate and delay. This could have very serious financial consequences, and it certainly, in my view, relates to a fiduciary responsibility. We shouldn't be in a position of not having bonding for key people. And, once that situation is recognized, we should act as quickly as possible to rectify it, and that's what this is suggesting.
Carolyn, on the stack, please.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I've got Revelin, Bill, and Carolyn. Go ahead, Revelin. Revelin, can you hear me? Evelyn? Okay, perhaps you're on mute. This is Evelyn. All right, go ahead. It's noisy and hard to hear you.
Okay. I don't know why. I'm not noisy, but I really do strongly agree with people. You know, there have been things that I believe that we have neglected. There are a lot of T's we cross and I's we dot just to try to get through a meeting, and yet when it comes to larger things, like this, that have consequences that we tend to have to reach back to clean up, we pass on them. And it seems this is a brick that we need to put in order in the building of the future solidification of our finances. So I know that if we pass over it, it'll be put on the agenda, then there'll be another argument about bringing it forward, and we'll never get to it because we oppose it. So I agree. I think we should vote on it. I think we should have it, but, you know, whatever it takes.
And I'm sorry, I think I dropped Laura out of there. Laura, did you not wish to speak? Did you not? Maybe not. I thought I had heard Laura at one point. If I missed you.
She was on the stack.
That's what I thought. Laura, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had passed by you and had was going on to Bill, but you were after. You were in the mix before Bill was.
Okay.
Go
okay.
ahead, Laura, Bill, and Carolyn.
Okay. Yeah, I was. I just think it's something that we should develop as a standard practice in this organization, that anyone who's going to be in charge of the foundation's funds should be bonded. It's just a formality that I think we should adopt. We need some checks and balances and security measures inside our organization, so we just do things in an organized way over time, so we don't reinvent the wheel and do it in a different way every time. So we just have a little bit of structure in place all the time, like this, just to bond the people that are going to be dealing with the money in the foundation. So that's it.
Ken to the stack.
Thank you. I've got Bill, Carolyn, and Ken. Bill?
Yes, to postpone. We need to find out some more information like costs. And related to this, we really need to get to the next motion on the agenda, because it will set another meeting date, in which case we could vote on this motion, Lydia's motion. So we're going to need to extend time to get to that, if we postpone this.
And we're actually past time based on what we said at the coordinating committee earlier this week. For leaving the open session. I'll finish the stack here. Carolyn?
Thank you. Yes, I agree with Campbell. It is an important issue. And for that reason, I disagree that we should vote on it now. We need to postpone. If it's that important, we need to get a little more information and perhaps an argument from council as to why it is or is not in our interest to spend whatever money it costs, and we have no idea what it costs to do this. So I'm voting to postpone.
Thank you, Carolyn. Ken?
Yeah, new territory. It hasn't come up through committee. It's just thrown up at the top of the agenda. And I don't know why they targeted whoever they did to get bonding and eliminated others, like just the CFO and the ED and not the GMs and the business managers. So let's postpone it. And I call the question. We're out of time anyhow.
Thank you, Ken. Question's been called. Bill, can you call the roll, please? Thank you. A yes vote would support Lydia's motion.
Postpone.
Hey, well, I'm postponed. Sorry, folks. Sorry, please forgive me. Long, long day. All right, so this is on the motion to postpone Lydia's motion. So a yes vote will postpone it. A no vote will not, and we would be voting on it this evening. For postponement, vote yes. If you do not, vote no or abstain. Bill, will you call the roll, please? Thank you.
Okay. Ken Aaron?
Postpone.
Yes, that's correct. That's a yes?
That's a yes.
Okay. Ivan Alsame? Not on the call. Teresa Allen?
No.
No to postpone. Nia Mediaco?
No.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Thank you. Lady Bazon?
No.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes to postpone. Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Revelyn Gold? Can't hear you, Revelyn. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Revelyn, no, I was muted. I'm sorry.
Okay. And you voted how, Revelyn?
No, do not postpone.
Okay. And I got you too, Campbell. Thank you. Ali? Ali Alexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Fia Wangaza, still on the call. Laura Privis?
No.
Thank you. Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. George Ryder?
No.
No.
Okay. Thanks, Marcel and George. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes, to postpone.
Thank you. Dan Siegel? Not on the call. Alex Steinberg?
Yes, to postpone.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
No.
Thank you. Let's see, I don't believe there are any passes. I didn't hear Kathy. Are you there, Kathy? Or the others that haven't been on the call? Okay. Yes, folks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And no abstentions. So the motion postponed fails.
Okay, so we have to go to a vote on the actual motion itself.
I'm sorry, pardon me, point of information. You said 7 no and 9 yes?
No,
eight,
no.
8 no.
Eight,
I mean, 8 yes, 9 no?
No,
correct.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Thank you. All right, so, okay.
Go to a vote on the motion now. So if you support Lydia's motion regarding bonding of the ED and CFO, then vote yes. If do not support it in its present format or whatever, then vote no.
Point of order.
Same. Yes?
There is an existing CNB policy that we cannot make any policy decisions without a cost analysis. And this sounds like it's going to cost something, and we don't even know what it's going to cost. So I think it's, until we get a cost analysis of this, I think it would be improper to vote on it.
Point of information. Madam Chair, isn't there also an understanding that our CFO and ED should be bonded?
Well, only I got here. We know exactly what's about. Nobody's been bonded before. None of the general managers are bonded. Three signatories at every they have access to the money aren't bonded. People that have been moving money around aren't bonded. We know exactly what this is about. I know exactly what this is about. We all know what this is about. I don't believe in mincing words. It is what it is. Nobody's been bonded in years. This has gone down and went down before I got here. So vote the way you want to vote, under no illusions about what's going on. So it's no policy. Hey, the policy
Madam Chair.
Before
Madam Chair.
Madam
Chair, I made a point of order. Could you rule on it?
I do recall from when I was on the National Finance Committee that there is such a policy. I don't remember cost thresholds or anything like that. I do recall that motions are,
if they have a financial impact, they are. Somebody else has a phone on speaker. It's not myself. I'm sorry, folks. But there is a policy. It was passed. I was on the Finance Committee when that went into effect, that anything that costs money have to have a financial analysis attached to it. That is correct. That is a policy that exists.
I believe there was a threshold at one time.
This is Lydia, if I may clarify that portion of the motion.
Sure.
Yes, okay. So the point, that's the point of the portion that, I mean, I can't go, I don't think, directly to Germanuel to get, they are our insurance agent, unless that has changed. And so it should be, it seems to me, the interim ED that goes to get that cost analysis from Germanuel.
You should have gotten a cost analysis before you brought up the motion. That's the point.
I can't do that. It's up to the ED. But anyway,
Tracy, with a point of order.
Wait a minute. If I may finish.
And then I'll take Tracy. No one has a phone on speakerphone. There's tremendous echo.
Yeah,
so if you are not speaking,
but with
please mute your phone. I can't hear people.
It adds for that cost comparison within the motion. And, you know, I'm sure if something is prohibitive, they can bring it to the board. I absolutely think that all of the business managers and anyone that any of the accounts should also be bonded. However, there are processes at those stations that are not in existence at the national office at this juncture because we are in a very unique situation that we've never been in. And so I think it would be negligent for us not to do this. And so there you go. But it does ask for that comparison. I mean, someone, you know, can make it contingent if it's over a certain amount or whatever. But it was my understanding that it would, I'm not in a position to be the director that runs up, you know, costs or has conversations that our ED is not privy to with DerManuel, and it has to be DerManuel. So this motion says our ED can go to DerManuel and find out what this is. Thank you.
Tracy?
Oh, you know what? I forgot what the point of order is. I would like to be on the stack, though.
Okay, I'll come back around to you.
Okay.
Okay, I do know that there is a requirement that motions themselves have a cost analysis before they get voted on by the board. The motion that you're presenting does not bifurcate those issues and ask for someone to, and frankly, you can actually get what the cost of bonding is from any number of companies. Anybody who does bonding can give you that cost. But if the motion were separated into two separate parts, one that's simply directed to go get the information and bring it back, that would be one thing. In reality, this isn't a new situation. We had interim ED and interim CFO when my predecessors started. That's what they were when they started. And we've certainly been in that position on multiple occasions. I could rattle off a whole bunch of names and we'd all recognize them. So that's not accurate that this is the first time we've ever been in this position. It's just the latest time that we've been in this position. Anyway, the motion does not separate out getting a cost analysis from the directive that this immediately be done, and not only that the policy be obtained, but the application for it be sent out to the entire board, which is amazing. I would love it if somebody had the wording in front of me, but I was on the Finance Committee when that motion passed. I was on the PNB when the motion passed. I know that it exists. I do know that motions that cost money are supposed to tell you how much they cost when they come forward. I'm not actually that into making a ruling on that under the circumstances. However, I'm called upon to do so. And I would like to point out that since this motion did not have 7 days notice, it would require...
Ken, can you please step out on the call, Kathy?
You're on the phone, Ken. And we're having a tremendous echo. Tremendous. I don't know who it is. Anyway, I'd point out also, I believe that since this motion did not have 7 days notice, it would require a two-thirds threshold to pass tonight, which seems unlikely. But anyway...
I'm sorry. Point of information, there is not a 7 days notice requirement. This notice requirement.
The notice as to what's going to be on the agenda. We fought over this one a dozen times on other issues about things being put up on the agenda that were not noticed 7 days in advance. This certainly was not noticed 7 days in advance. I found out about it while we were on the phone call. So,
please send us that motion. We just understand it was noticed, not 7 days. Yeah.
It was not noticed.
It was
okay,
not a notice
just,
motion at all.
Just
it
a
notice motion. There's no
just reason. A reminder that some of the rest of us are on the stack. So all the back and forth.
Okay. The time is up. What are we doing? The time is up.
Tracy, you had a point of information or point of order?
A point of order?
I'll make it a point of order. The point of order is that motions can be introduced when we're on a given topic. If the topic is, this echo is horrible.
It is.
If the topic is germane, in this case, we weren't really discussing bonding, but it was put in as a brand new motion, so the 7 day notice should apply. That said, the motion doesn't address the issue of bonding the employees who actually handle the majority of the listener donations, which it seems to me is a fairly large oversight. And therefore, I don't think the motion is ready to vote on. I don't see the point of bonding individuals, of failing to bond the individuals who handle all the money. It seems kind of insane. And that's all.
Thank you. Okay. So I've been asked to make a ruling on the cost analysis portion. I'm sorry, George?
Alex raised a point of order, which you actually ruled on.
When did I make a ruling, George? Did I miss that?
What's that?
Did I miss myself making a ruling? When did I rule on Alex's point of order?
Well, we're discussing it. And you said it was relevant that it had to be submitted to the finance, or it somehow had to have a finance statement because it was not broken into pieces.
Well, yes. You have to rule on a point of order
before you pick up another point of order. So if you haven't done it already, you should do it.
Okay, thank you, George. I'm sorry, Tracy.
I don't know if this helps or not, but I would go ahead and introduce a motion at this point to refer this to the Finance Committee. I think it is a Finance Committee concern, and I think the committee should have an opportunity to address it. So.
Well, I was already one step ahead of you because what I was going to say about your cost analysis, as I recall that original motion, was that things that are going to cost money go to the finance committee. They're the ones that come back and tell us how much it's going to cost, and then the motion comes to the floor of the PNB. That's what I recall that motion relating to, which is that there's an analysis conducted, and they say, this is what this is going to cost if you pass it, and then it comes back up to the PNB. So I'm going to
refer this. We can get that done by the 29th.
All right, I'm going to refer this to the finance committee. That's my ruling.
Point of order.
George?
You can't refer it. The board has to refer it, first of all. Second of all, Tracy's motion's out of order. We've exceeded time. We did a motion to...
Okay, George, my ruling is that the standing motion that was passed by the PNB is that motions that cost money have to get a financial analysis from the Finance Committee. So I will rule that that's the case. Someone else can move that it actually goes to the Finance Committee for that, but I will go ahead and rule affirmatively on Alex's objection.
Okay.
So we can use different wording, but the intent of that motion was that things go back to the Finance Committee, so I don't really have to refer it there. I just make a ruling on it. That's where it ends up going.
Okay, this is Lydia, so I'll challenge the ruling of the chair.
Very good. Okay, so the ruling's been challenged. Let's take a vote. Bill, please call the roll. If you support the ruling of the chair, vote yes. If you do not, vote no.
Can you hear me?
I support the ruling of the chair.
Ivan Alcime? Not on the call. Teresa Allen?
Abstain.
Thank you. Mia Bediaco?
No.
Thank you, Leslie Bethune.
Yes.
Thank you, Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Thank you, Lydia Brazon.
No.
Thank you, Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis. Can't hear you, Kathy. Reverend Gold. Can't hear you, Reverend. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Thank you, Campbell Johnson. Can't hear you, Campbell.
Excuse me, I was muted. No.
Okay, thank you. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Afia Wangasa? Not on the call. Laura Priebus?
No.
Thank you. Marcel Reed?
No.
Thank you, George Ryder.
Yes.
Thank you, Tracy Rosenberg.
Which is yes and which is no? Yes to uphold the chair?
Yes to uphold the chair.
Yes supports the ruling of the chair.
Yes to support the chair.
Thank you, Dan Siegel. Henry Dan, Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Thank you, Andrea Turner.
No.
Thank you.
This is Revelin.
Yes, Revelin.
Hello.
Yeah, I didn't hear you.
Okay. I vote because I follow the strong tried to
being several times, and you guys couldn't even hear me right to the vote, whatever that is.
Oh, please turn off your speakerphones.
The vote is to uphold the ruling of the chair.
I could not stand the conversation, not hearing me. Couldn't even follow it. The echo had talking over top of each other. So I object to the vote, so whatever that is.
Okay.
It's very hard for all of us to hear right now. I agree.
Okay, and on Kathy Davis, I didn't hear you either. You there?
May need to call back in.
Well,
when we get done with this, we'll have to get a close.
Okay. So, yes,
point
of
information,
please.
I'm sorry, Carolyn, the point of information?
Yes. On the last call, John Gary suggested that people might have their cell phones sitting too close to the computers, and that's causing this feedback. Could everybody make sure your cell phone is muted and off away from the computer?
Thank you. Okay, sorry, Bill. Go ahead. Do you have a count?
Okay, yes, folks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And one abstention.
Thank you. So, ruling of the chair is upheld.
This is Ken. Call to adjourn and go to closed session.
Thank you, Ken.
Can we vote on the next motion to extend time 5 minutes, please?
Okay, is there an objection to that?
The closed session, the open session was supposed to go to 7:30. That's what the coordinating committee agreed. It's only 7:21.
Okay, I thought we had agreed to an hour and a half in each. Okay, if I'm incorrect, that's fine. All right, then we have enough time for the next motion. And that's
an hour
it. I'm sorry, who's that?
This is Lydia. It was an hour and a half.
That is what we agreed on coordinating, right? I'm not crazy. It was an hour and a half each, correct?
Well, maybe, but not on this.
Well, I moved to extend 5 minutes
okay.
So we can
sorry.
Get the next motion. The motion to set a new meeting date.
Go ahead, Bill.
I second Bill's motion.
Okay, this is a recommendation from the coordinating committee. It's motion one listed on the agenda, set November 29th as an additional PNB teleconference meeting date. One of the reasons was so that we can approve the rest of the budgets, which should be ready by then. That's the PRA budget and the consolidated budget, plus things like this that have been postponed or we haven't gotten to.
Okay, is there any objection to that discussion?
Yes, this is Lydia.
Okay, go ahead. Stack?
Yeah, Lydia to the...
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, we never get to do any of our committee work in between. Most of us are tasked with all things to do, not to mention our LHC anymore. So we can't catch up minutes, heard all of the extensions, that's not normal. And so I do object, and PRA should have had their budget done before this. There was some delays, but we keep being told that it's going to be every week, and we can't be held hostage by that. I think enough is enough. We have a meeting following that is at the beginning of December. Bill, what is the date, the following date? Isn't it the next week?
No, well, it's 2 weeks later. We have another recommendation to add an additional date on December 6th, but that's a separate motion.
Oh, okay. So I wouldn't object to the fact we not meet next week and then have another one on December 6th. At least have 2 weeks. But to have it every week is crazy.
Ken to the stack.
Hold on. I heard someone before Ken. Who was
Teresa.
That?
Teresa. Teresa.
Okay, Teresa and then Ken. Teresa, go ahead.
Lydia, I would ask you to reconsider what you did, the statement you just made. You didn't want the face-to-face. And if we don't have a face-to-face and we have business to conduct, then we need to have more meetings. Now, we can either have them on Saturday morning or we can have the brief meetings on a weekly basis. Now, we can have different types of meetings. We can focus on development or we can focus on strategic planning or try to catch up on some motions from committees that we haven't gotten to. But I think that if we don't have a face-to-face, then we need to have some extra meetings and get through our business. So I suggest that people, You know, maybe we can have shorter meetings, but hopefully get our business done. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, unfortunately, due to arbitrary extraneous motions being brought and thrown at the top of the agenda and some people taking a long time in their discourse, we don't move through the agendas. So we have to have repetitive meetings. And as Teresa just clearly stated, we're not having an in-person meeting, which is very efficient in moving business forward. So we have to have more meetings. So I support Bill's motion, and I'd like to call a question.
Thank you. The question's been called. Is there any objection to calling the question? Hearing none. There's objections to this meeting date.
Madam Chair, what is the question? Madam Chair.
Yes,
what is
that? Who's breathing heavily into the phone?
I don't know. All right. I'm sorry. Who is trying to be recognized? Hello?
This is Revelin.
Was it Revelin?
Yes.
Go ahead, Revelin.
I was saying that, what question?
Whether there was any objection still to the proposed meeting date of November 29th.
Oh, I
see. It's on the agenda. Coordinating committee.
Is there an objection to that date or not?
Oh. I object to the meeting being run the way things are being run. They always are contentious. Is there anything to do about that? I mean, it's like calling in frustrated and yelled at, undermined. And I'm not, you know, I'm not, that's, is there any way,
point of order?
Point of order. We're in the middle. We called the question.
Excuse me.
You
know what the question
is? Point of very courteous order. Reverend, we just need to decide on the date. The more underlying issues as to how much time gets wasted in agenda approval and other things is a separate matter. Do you object to the meeting date?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Bill, can you call the roll, please? If you support having a meeting on November 29th, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no or abstain, please. Thank you. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, Ken Ahrens?
Yes.
Thank you. Ivan Alsemay?
Yes.
Thank you. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Thank you. Mia Bediaco?
Is this only for the budget? I can't hear what this is going on. What is this meeting?
This
for?
Is the vote to add, it's the vote according to committee motion one to add another meeting date on November 29th.
And it does not specify the purpose of the meeting, Mia.
Say Jesus Christ, that's where I'm laughing. But is it to approve the budget? And I said yes.
Okay, Wesley Bethune. Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, got Wesley's yes. Carolyn, yes. Thank you. Lydia Grison?
No.
Thank you. Bill Rosenberg, yes. Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Reveling Gold?
No.
Thank you. Heather?
Heather Gray votes yes.
Thank you. Carol Johnson?
I'll pass.
Thank you. Valley Alexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Rafael Wangaza? Not on the call. Laura Priebus? Can't hear you, Laura. Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. George Ryder?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. That was Marcel voting, yes?
Yes, that was Marcel.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Dan Siegel? I'm on your call. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Thank you.
Campbell, you passed. Campbell Johnson. Can't hear you, Campbell. Campbell.
Hello?
Okay, yeah. How do you vote, Campbell?
I'll vote no, but I almost got bumped off the call by the, you know, what is it? Whatever the entity is that's doing it. I had to push star to get back on.
Okay. All right, yes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. No votes. We have 3. No abstentions.
You got my no vote, right, Bill?
Correct.
I cannot hear the vote count, Summer. What is all this noise?
14 yes and 3 no.
Thank you, everyone.
This is Ken. Can I call the agenda? Are we moving forward to Bill's second motion?
I'm sorry, what is Bill's?
No, aren't we adjourned?
Yeah, it's pretty. I adjourn.
He made the motion to adjourn.
Motion doesn't make it a set of
comments. You can do it at the next meeting.
The second meeting date is December 6th. So, do you want to go ahead and move it, Bill?
Time. Yeah, people are willing. Supporting committee motion 2, set December 6th as an additional CNB teleconference meeting date.
All right.
Ken to the stack. George to the stack.
Okay. I have Ken, and then I have George. Ken?
We're out of time. I call the question.
Okay.
Order.
All right. George is that you? Go ahead.
Yeah. If we're out of time, Bill can't make the motion. If you want to say that we have to make motions, I'd like to be on the stack.
Right. So we were at 7:30 when he made the motion, so we were on the dot of out of time. It's just another date motion. I think we can take the vote on it.
I want to speak.
And Ken has already called the question.
All right. You want to rule that it was actually in time, even though we're supposed to adjourn at 10 o'clock? And 30? Bill made a motion to extend time for 5 minutes. We're certainly past that as well.
Okay.
However,
all right.
I want a chance to speak to this, and I really don't care how you do it.
No problem. Okay. George, go ahead. What do you have to say?
Summer, a point of order, Summer. There's already a meeting on the calendar for November, for December 13th. So we're going to meet December 6th and December 13th?
That was the discussion on the coordinating committee, because once we get further in the month, we can't meet, you know, at all. Really. All right.
Okay.
George, go ahead.
Okay. What I wanted to speak to was we need to meet on December 13th in order to handle the bylaws, in order to vote on the bylaws. First day we can do it. We need to do it. It gives 2 weeks for the LSB's date. So if this meeting on the 6th is preempting the one on the 13th, I will vote against it.
No, it was in addition, actually.
So this is in addition to the meeting on the 13th, which is already scheduled.
To make up for the fact that we couldn't really meet later in the month, effectively.
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Am I correct in that, Bill, right? That was what I recall from coordinating. Bill?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure I'm not misstating that. All right. And I'm sorry. Tracy, were you trying to say something, or...?
No.
Okay. Then, all right. Then let's just vote one way or the other. All right. So, Bill, can you call the roll? A yes vote will set the December 6th meeting as an additional meeting. Yes, it does mean we'll be meeting 3 weeks in a row, but it's not like we didn't just do that, so we can probably get through doing it again. A no vote, it means we won't have another meeting set on December 6th. Go ahead and call the roll, please, Bill.
Okay, Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Thank you. Ivan Elsame?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yabani Yako? Can you hear me? Wesley Bethune? Can't hear Wesley. Sounds like somebody, I'm hearing noise from somebody driving or something like that. You need to mute, please. Is that you, Wesley?
Yes. Oh, I will be.
can't hear what you're saying, Wesley.
No.
Vote no.
Ben, can you control the noise?
Ted, no.
Nia said no.
Okay, Nia said no, thank you. And Wesley voted no. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brisson?
No.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Revelyn Gold?
Yes.
Thank you. Heather Gray? I didn't hear you, Heather.
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson? Campbell? Can't hear you. The noise just stopped.
Oh,
Allie Alexa?
Hello?
Yeah, Ali?
I vote yes.
Thank you. Sophia Longaza? Not on the call. Laura Privis? Can't hear you, Laura. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Thank you. George Ryder?
Yes.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. I don't know what to call. Dan, Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
Bill, this is Nia.
Hold on a second.
Campbell,
Andrea, did you? I couldn't hear Andrea.
He's coming back on, just so you know. Should wait for Campbell.
Okay. Probably means Campbell was the one with the noise. But okay. Andrea, I didn't hear you. And I did not hear Kathy or Campbell or Afia or Laura or any of you on the call or Dan.
So why did you sing with Campbell last night?
Okay. Are you back, Campbell? Shall I give the vote count? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yeses. 3 no's, 0 abstentions.
Okay, thank you. The motion passes. We are adjourned from open session. Everyone, please reconvene in executive session as quickly as you're able to. All right? Thank you, everyone. Thank you to members of the public for listening to tonight's meeting.